there's a lot of awareness, federal, state, and community level, that this is a challenge, that there's a big negative economic impact and obviously a health impact from this crisis. So everyone is beginning to rally around needing to address it and making funds available. I think what this group brought together was really the viewpoint from the private sector. So where are private investors investing money to address this challenge? And where are private companies, you know, spending their time in terms of technology development, data collection, those kinds of things to address it? And so that was really the difference. You know, it's government with the best of intentions, but not necessarily always having a current view of what's happening on the ground from a technology standpoint. And then having on the private side, you know, folks that are every day looking at technologies and talking to end users in terms of end users of those technologies to find out, you know, what will really move the needle. So it was kind of good intentions and capital being available, a lot of thought put to, you know, what do we need to mobilize to address this? Then marrying up with a private view of, you know, what are the actual practical solutions being developed? You know, whether it's a point solution, figuring out one specific part of the chain, or it's folks who are beginning to aggregate data across the whole continuum of care and helping folks make much smarter decisions on where to invest funds.